Alex wants me to track down the old Midnight Society, get their clues, find the Silver Site, and destroy it once and for all. Like they should have done years ago.
Tell us about the Silver Site thing again.
Well, it's a charm, probably a small thing, but it has some kind of power that can really hurt people.
Oh man, I'm not liking this.
Your Gramps was a good guy, right?
The best. I gotta find out why he died.
Okay, give me a name, quick, before I change my mind.
All right. Thanks, Meg.
Why don't we just find the guy that hid the thing in the first place?
He died the day after he hid it.
Oh, man. This just keeps getting better. I'll help.
Me too. But not by myself.
No problem. How about the two of you work together? All right?
Don't you think this is a little bit out of bounds?
It's all right, Quinn. You don't have to help, man.
You know I'll help. Cause if this thing gets nasty, you're gonna need me.
Great. All right, Tuck and I'll take care of the fourth name. Now remember, it's pieces of the record that we need. That's where the clues are. We'll meet tomorrow in my dorm room for a status report, okay?
All right, let's hit it.
Oh, you stink.
Sorry. Hey, check this out. Midnight Society, 1937.
So how'd you guys do?
Not good. We've been to the library, we've been online, we've called everywhere, but we can't seem to find any record of Bruce McGorrell.
Well, there's gotta be some trace somewhere. Keep looking, all right? Hello? Grandma? Hello? What? Hello?
What?
Come on.
No, easy. Why are they... Whoa. What's with that smell?
Megan's been in the sewer.
Nah, smells more like bad perfume.
That's it. If anyone wants me, I'll be hanging with the stinky mole people.
Ha! Hey, what's this? The original Midnight Society. Which one's Donna Tilton?
I think that's her.
Excellent! I can use this.
We have the worst assignment, you know.
Let me try. A guy can't just vanish without a trace.
Yeah, but this guy's been dead for what, like 50 years now?
Even so, there's gotta be some record of somewhere.
We've tried the town hall, we've tried the hospitals, we've tried the schools. There's nowhere else to look.
It couldn't be that easy,
could it?
MC?
McGorrell, B. His name's Bruce.
He's dead. Why would he be in the phone book?
I've got another one for you. Look at the address. Who would live there?
Kinda eerie when it's empty.
Hey, look at that!
Nah, those things creep me out.
Don't be chicken. It's just a goof. Want to hear your fortune, Van?
Come on. We don't have much...
Whoa there. I didn't mean to spook you.
Are you Bob McGorrell?
Well, as far as I know.
Bruce McGorrell's brother?
Right again. Are you okay now?
Yeah. Thanks for seeing us.
Oh, no. Thank you. I've been waiting a long time for your call.
You have?
Ever since my brother died.
How did he die?
Well... It's right over there. Oh, Bruce loved this place. He loved having fun. That's the kind of guy he was. You know, he bought Playland.
He did?
Yep. Youngest amusement park owner in the world. And he passed it on to me. I suppose I should retire, but being here makes me feel as if he's still around. This was his favorite ride. One day, he climbed up to fix a cable. Slipped. And he fell.
So it was an accident?
That's what they think.
What do you think?
Oh, Bruce knew this ride better than a spider knows its web. There's no way he'd fall on his own. Somebody or something pushed him.
So we came to get something?
Huh? Yeah, right. Come on, this way. Bruce told me someday somebody had come looking for this thing, and I should only give it to him if there was more than one person. Why do you suppose that is?
No clue.
My brother was a good person. A long time ago, he took something terrible and hid it so his friends wouldn't get hurt. I don't know what it was. I think it had something to do with his death. You still want this?
Not really.
Yes, we do. What is this?
Just like Bruce. He was a riddle man. He loved puzzles, brain teasers, and whatnot.
I don't get it.
429 32nd Street. Well, that's the house we grew up in. I don't know what the picture is. My guess is that whatever it is you're looking for, you'll find it in our old house.
I told you we had the worst assignment.
Thanks, Mr. McGorrow.
Yeah. Kids, Bruce and those Midnight Society friends of his got mixed up in something ugly. Do what you gotta do. Just be careful.
This house is right by mine. Let's call Gary and tell him we're on our way.
Ugh. Wait, my shoelace. Nobody's home.
I don't think anybody's lived here in a long time.
Come on. I don't get it. There's not enough information.
Hold on. Yes!
Oh, cool!
This is it. He hit the record in here.
Yeah, but it says he hit it down there. Oh, no.
I got you. No sweat.
It must be behind one of these rocks. Was that your stomach?
Give me a break.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Andy, there's something in the well.
Then hurry up.
Oh! I found something! No! I got it! Andy, pull me up!
It caught!
Andy, get me out of here!
What was that?
I don't think I want to know. Oh, but we got it.
Know your true enemy?
After what we've seen, I'm convinced now more than ever that we've got to find the Silver Site and destroy it.
We can't ask you guys to keep going. You should take off.
We still don't get what the Silver Site is, but we have seen it hurt a lot of people.
Yeah. I think we all want to be there when this bad boy goes down.
Really? All of you?
Spin the disc, man.
All right. We've uncovered a long trail of terror and sadness. Let's hope this helps us end it.
Killed the next day.
So, what should we do?
Let's look at the clues. Listen to the music. Not all the eyes are brown. It's a race that has no winners, with many ups and downs. Know your true enemy.
Who's the true enemy? The traitor that used the Silver Site.
Well, that's Lane Candle. It has to be. Everyone else is gone.
He put Vince in the hospital to try to get to Donna Tilton.
And nearly killed me in the sewer.
He could have been the one at Grandma's looking for the record.
I got it. And he set me up at his house.
He wants the Silver Site, man, no doubt.
Maybe we should go... Wait, what did you say?
I said I got it.
Got what?
I know where he hid the Silver Site. It's all right there.
To the music. A race that has no winners with many ups and downs. I bet you it's all right here.
The music on the record. Merry-go-round music.
And Bruce McGurl owned Playland.
So where is it?
Wait. Yeah, oh yeah.
What?
The last clue. Not all the eyes are brown. I'm seeing a lot of brown eyes here, man.
The Silver Site. One of the eyes must be silver.
Hey guys, I think I got something. Look.
That's not silver, it's blue. It's blue paint. It's silver. Oh man, that's it. That's the Silver Site. It's warm. Like it's alive.
That?
It's like the more people who touch it, the more it responds.
That's what the record said. It's all about the power of the group.
Of course. Maybe we should all touch it together.
Then tell me what it is.
Don't you know? It's the power to conquer. Armies have won wars with it. Kingdoms have toppled. Cities have fallen. And now, it's all yours.
We're not exactly at war with anyone.
Sure you are. Everyone has enemies. A mean parent, a bad teacher, a bully. Anyone who stands between you and what you want. Just tell the Silver Sight and poof! They're gone forever.
And who are you?
I'm here to help you along. Uh-oh.
Put that thing down, son. You're playing with fire.
Here's your first chance. Tell the Silver Sight he's your enemy.
He's not trying to help you, Gary.
No? Then what is he doing?
He is a demon that's collecting souls. That thing may get rid of your enemies for you, but their souls end up trapped forever in that vicious little charm.
And who are you to talk? You're the traitor who used the Silver Sight.
Don't you get it? Wasn't just me. We all used it.
What? No way.
It's true. It made Donna popular. It made Eleanor rich. It even helped Bruce buy this amusement park. But it wasn't just one person. We all used the Silver Sight.
Not Grandpa Gene.
Yes, Gene too. But we didn't know it was evil. We didn't know what horrors it would bring. And by the time we realized, it was too late.
I don't believe you.
Now, Gary, tell the Silver Sight he's your enemy and he'll be gone.
What happened to my grandfather?
He was a good man. He tried to find the charm and destroy it, but something happened. He got scared. His heart couldn't take it. I think he got too close. He got burned by that demon.
Who are you gonna believe? A kid like me? Or the guy who broke into your grandma's house?
I was just trying to put the clues together before you did. I was trying to protect you kids. Please, Gary. Give it to me!
I don't know what to do.
The last clue. Know your true enemy? That's the only way to beat it.
Gary? Gary?
Whatever happens, we're in this as a group, right?
You lied to us from the start.
I was trying to protect you.
You broke into my grandmother's house and you nearly got Megan killed.
I was looking for clues, I swear.
He's your enemy, Gary. Call him your enemy.
You should have told us the truth.
You wouldn't have believed me.
Do it, Gary. This is just the beginning.
Yeah. I know who the true enemy is. And I'm gonna stop him.
Use it. Use it!
The true enemy. It's you!
What? No! You can't do that! No!
Thank you.
They've all been released.
Gary!
It's over, Grandma.
Where's the silver site?
Disappeared. I think when it lost its souls, it lost its power.
What about him?
You all right?
Yes, I am now.
Your grandfather would have been proud of you, son.
Gary! Does this end the story?
Yeah. The story ends here.
So the demon boy never trapped another soul because the silver sight was destroyed forever. The end.
Good story, Gene.
Thank you, Eleanor. Lang, could you put out the fire?
Sorry, gotta run.
It's okay, I got it, Gene.
Thanks, Bruce. Nothing like that could ever happen to us, could it?
Not in a million years.